Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and somebody who's been here all along with us is our good friend Gary Schilling. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm in charge of this mayhem. Gary is the publisher, president of A. Gary Schilling and Company, publisher of Inside, a monthly, outstanding monthly economic report with forecasts and investment strategy. You just got to know what Gary's up to. And he writes in plain English, folks. Even I can understand it. I've got a toll-free number here I recommend to you, 888-346-7444. 888-346-7444. The website is agaryschilling.com. Whatever Gary does, folks, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Hey, Gary, let's and by the way, folks, The Age of Deleveraging, that's his new book. You can't be here without talking to us about deflation. You're the person that we turn to when we try to find out where things are headed. Where do you think things are right now with regard to deflation? The Fed thinks we're having inflation, don't they?
Well, we have very, very mild inflation. It's consistently been less than the 2% that the Federal Reserve wants. And I think they want to have some inflation because they fear deflation. And deflation, people wait to buy. They say prices will be cheaper later. I can buy a car 6 months from later cheaper. Everybody waits. The inventories pile up on the dealer's lots. Prices are forced down. People say, hey, I was right. Now I can wait another 6 months. I'll keep the old bus running. Right. So they really fear deflation. But there are a lot of deflationary forces out there. The most important one is globalization. This has dominated the world's economy in the last three decades. And by that, I'm talking about the movement of manufacturing from North America and Europe to China and other Asian countries. In other words, you've transferred the site at which these goods are manufactured to much cheaper locations, and then we end up importing the goods back. And that has really decimated manufacturing jobs in this country. I mean, manufacturing, unionization in the private sector was, if you go back to the 70s, 25% of the workforce was unionized. Now it's 7%. Mm-hmm. It's been a huge restraint
on
wages.
In some ways, though, that's given us what you taught us in the past, called good deflation, right? Because a shirt doesn't cost $200 anymore. It costs $49.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is. But, of course, it's good for the consumer, but it's bad for the people who lost their jobs.
And so it's a resetting, isn't it? It's resetting everything, isn't
it? Yeah, and that's what's really spawned populism, because you've had no growth in purchasing power in the U.S. or other major economies for over 10 years, and that's made people mad as hell, and I think that's why you've got Trump elected, why you have Brexit in the U.K., you have Conte, a really unpredictable
France is burning right now. France is on fire.
In Italy, and you know, it's the people have rejected politicians in the center and moved to the far left and the far right.
Mm-hmm. I want to change subjects a little bit, I don't have enough time to give you let you do justice. I want to get you back and get you more on this from you. But I've been saying for a long time there's a dangerous disconnect in terms of capitalism, the health of capitalism. There's a dangerous disconnect now between Wall Street and Main Street. What do you think about that analysis, that thought?
Well, I think that's true. As I indicated earlier, Jim, the Federal Reserve largesse has driven stocks in the last 10 years. But you didn't really have that spill over into Main Street, as you call it, goods and services production. It was financial inflation, but it was not a spur to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
The money went into the stocks. It's gone into other speculations,
what you just described is not good for the health of long-term health of capitalism, the kind of capitalism that made America great, is it? That's not good for that, is it?
Well, but I think this globalization, which is at the root of it, is pretty well completed. We've moved just about all the manufacturing jobs that can be moved out of this country to cheaper areas. Mm-hmm. And I think that process is pretty well completed. Typically, technology creates more jobs than it destroys, although the people who lose their jobs are never happy about
That's
it.
Right.
But this has happened so quickly. It's been such a rapid transition with globalization, and it's just left a lot of people stranded.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that process is about completed. And from now on, we'll probably have much more in-step growth of
right.
Main Street and Wall Street.
I hope you're right. And Gary, good job today. We really appreciate your time. Will you come back soon?
Well, I hope so, Jim.
Yeah, you're always welcome here. Dr. Gary Schilling, ladies and gentlemen. AGarySchilling.com is the website. I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.